need them. We need them some days. A whole lot more than others. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So, are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose? Your daily dose of radio rehab.
I am pretty ready.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we're all ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan.
That's me.
And we are just delighted that you are with us here on Strategies for Living. You know, hard times.
Mm-hmm.
We've all got them.
Are upon us.
Well, we hope not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who knows? But the deal is financial setbacks. I mean, sometimes we experience those. Facing a health challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from time to time.
We all face challenges.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what helps us to grow. That's what our experience sets out to, you know, to experience so that we can become and grow through them.
Life is difficult.
That's right.
You know, and then, you know, sometimes I think it's harder, Lauren,
mm-hmm.
when someone that we love and care about mm-hmm. is facing a challenge
yeah.
and challenging times.
It can be tough.
You know, the loss of a job, unhealthy relationships that we mm-hmm. may get ourselves into. A lot of things can weigh us down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're probably not, most of the time, we're not in complete control of whatever the difficulties are.
No, but, almost never, I would say.
But what we do have is we do have a choice in how those things that happen impact the way that we feel.
In other words, what we do with them.
Yeah. So, you know, so much of life is about overcoming these challenges, and it's possible. And that's where strategies comes into play because, you know, there are some particular things that you can do,
mm-hmm.
several things that you can do. We're going to talk about lots of those strategies today to get through tough times.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think that...
it's very timely.
It is. And again, we're hoping for the best
yeah.
for the rest of this year and on into next year. We're hoping for the best.
Right.
But who knows?
We never know.
We never know. But even then, what we do know mm-hmm. is that each and every one of us...
We have what it takes.
We have what it takes. Absolutely. And we also know that we're going to face... It's inevitable that we will face some challenges. So, we're going to talk about that today here on Strategies, because we're all about health and wellness, healthy living, and making healthy choices here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Learning RX, and Pintail Roofing,
roof.
And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Back in a moment, talking about how to get through tough times today here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely,
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd. Join the fun. Become a member. When you become a member, you become a star.
Mm-hmm.
You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
And welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. David McMillan and Lauren Leon McMillan. And we're talking about getting through tough times, hard times today here on Strategies. Might mean, you know, it means different things to different people.
Right.
And, but hard times, whatever it might mean to you, it's a common part of life. And so developing the strategies, developing the skills can help us better get through those tough times when they come.
And bounce back. I mean, I think it's a lot of it is about developing that resilience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the first things, one of the first strategies, we're going to dive right into strategies this evening. One of the very first strategies that we always have available to us is our perspective. So, you know, maintaining or changing our perspective, whatever challenge we might be facing, whatever challenging time, you know, it's pretty easy and human and natural to get to a point where I just can't take anymore. You know, this is enough, enough. And so we all get to that overwhelmed point, right? And so when we're faced with frustration or with emotional pain, you know, it can feel like it's going to go on forever.
Right.
And that thought alone, that thought alone, this is not going to stop. It's going to go on forever. That thought can increase the severity of emotions that one is feeling, and it can make it worse. But we've always got perspective.
That's right.
And so we can reframe our perspective. And reframing.
And it's just about asking yourself, what's another way that I can look at this?
Yeah. Right? How can I see this from a different angle?
And this is something really we could really dive off into and talk about for a long time, the idea of perspective. But, you know, we've all had that experience of being in a situation, whatever it may be, where there's multiple people witnessing it. And you're going to get as many people as there are that many different perspectives and experiences of the same situation. And so that's just, you know, some evidence towards, okay, at any moment, I can take a look at this in a different way.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, we want to keep that front and center in front of us, that we've got that as that perspective. As perspectives can change. And so we need to know, hey, I'm going to get through this. You know, an example would be of a reframe would be, you know, I know what it feels like that this will be forever. And I know logically it's not. You know, I to remind myself, look, I've been through hard times before, and I came out okay.
Right.
I know I'm going to get through this too. That's an example of a reframe. Sometimes I ask people, you know, to break down, you know, are you okay? And okay, well, what do you mean? No, you just heard what I'm going through. What do you mean? Am I okay? No, I'm not okay. Well, let's take a look at that.
Let's take a survey.
Let's step back from this. Are you hungry? Did you have a place to sleep last night? You're in my office talking about this. We're not getting rained on. You're warm. You're okay. You're breathing right now. Are you okay? Oh, well, yeah, I guess when you put it that way, yeah, I'm okay. But didn't you hear what I said? Yeah. I heard what you said, but let's start with Are you okay
right now? In the present moment.
And
yeah.
Exactly. And that's one of the big strategies right there is to stay present, right?
Yes.
You can only focus in the present. And sometimes, you know, we might think of the present as too expansive, okay?
Okay.
But the present is right now.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm giving the example of what I do sometimes in my office. Are you okay right now, sitting on the couch? Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm not okay. Didn't you hear me? No, let's take a step back. So sometimes you have to break that down, not to one day at a time, but one
millisecond
at a time if you need to, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because whether you're worrying about the future a week from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, that's the future. And a lot can change about the future, right?
Right. So, and the future starts right now.
Right now.
In the present moment.
Right. So, you know, we've all had the experience, haven't we, of having worried about something, right?
Right.
Something that's going to take place in the future. Mm-hmm. And it gets here.
Yes.
And we say, why did I expend all of that energy, all of that time? Why did I do this to myself? Mm-hmm. Why did I worry about this when it turned out to be nothing?
Right.
Or it turned out to be much better
than I thought
it would be. And I
can answer a few whys. You know, why is one might be habit and the other might be kind of a form of escapism. You know, because when you're worrying about the future, it's simply another form of getting out of the present moment.
Yeah, we're attempting to get control, aren't we?
Right. Well, yeah, that's another form, right, of saying, well, I know better, and if I can worry enough about it, perhaps I can control it to some degree, right?
Right, right. Another thing we can do is with our emotions.
Okay.
You know, we can embrace them. Here's the deal. Emotions aren't going to go away. They don't go away. A lot of times we think, and I think maybe we men overall might be more guilty of this. Mm-hmm. I don't know, though. If I ignore it, it'll go away. If I ignore it, it's not there.
Right.
But emotions don't go away when we ignore them. They come out later.
Weird, twisted ways.
Yeah, they can come out in ways that...
And by the time, you know, if you're in the habit of shoving them down or ignoring them, they stay where they are, and then they come out in really strange ways, and you might not even recognize it when it finally does come out.
Right. The very best thing that we can do when times get tough is to acknowledge whatever it is I'm feeling, whatever emotional experience we might be having. Just allow it and say, okay, well, this is what I feel. Because holding feelings in can, at the very least, make the situation more difficult to cope with in the long run, right?
Yes.
So whether it's sadness, whether it's frustration, whether it's grief, whatever feeling and emotion is there, let yourself feel all of those emotions and allow space. Let yourself be upset. Let yourself cry. Let yourself feel hurt. Benjamin Franklin said, those things that don't kill us end up making us stronger. Right?
Yeah. And you know, that's the whole point of the emotions, is to have the experience. I mean, I don't know any other creature that gets to experience emotions the way that we do. I think from very early on, we get kind of frightened of them because they can feel so intense, and generation after generation after generation has not known what to do with them or how to hold space for the emotion.
Right.
And what I hope we're evolving into and becoming more of it are fuller, more healed people, which can, you know, and part of the healing is I'm healing so that I can hold more of the emotions.
Right, right.
And allow them to flow through me.
You know, so many times I think we tell ourselves, oh, I got to be strong. And, you know,
the strongest thing that you can do is to actually be vulnerable.
Yeah.
To be authentic, your most authentic self, which means to show up as you are.
Yeah.
Authenticity means allowing yourself to feel and experience whatever it is. As long as you're not hurting yourself or other people, go. Let it flow.
And, you know, feeling the feelings, really feeling the emotions and feeling the feelings and acknowledging it, that can be tough.
Ooh.
But it's imperative.
It is.
So allow, you know, part of life is learning how to grieve in a healthy way, because part of life is grieving.
Yeah.
Because one of the things from birth to death about life is that life is a series of things that we have to give up.
Mm-hmm.
And grieving is the way that we come to accept a new normal.
Right. And I think even this happens seasonally as well, right? I mean, just this weekend, we experienced the astrological autumn, right?
Right.
The point of equinox.
Right.
And we're going to watch the earth for the next, you know, few months shed her leaves.
Right.
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 And
but it sure doesn't feel like it around here right now.
Not
I know.
Yet, but yeah. It'll be here.
It'll be here. We know.
We're already experiencing some of that, right? We're already getting more darkness.
Yeah.
And as we continue on and towards the end of the year, we're only going to have less light and more darkness.
Right. Right.
And so the cyclical nature here is that it is about grieving. It is about a time of letting go. It is a time of going inwards and looking at what it is that we can release back
Absolutely.
To where it needs to go.
One other thing we can do is seek healthy support. I mean, connecting. When we're going through tough times, connecting with friends or family or groups that we know support us. In other words, sharing our struggles can help lighten the emotional load, you know, because it feels like, you know, we're not shouldering this all by myself. You know, through the years doing group, it always fascinated me, particularly doing group that was focused on one area.
Mm-hmm.
People have an enormous amount of when they find out, you know, oh, I'm not the only one struggling with fill in the blank, whatever it is we're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's an enormous help. It's an enormous aid to know, okay, I'm not struggling by myself. Other people have been down this path too.
No matter our personality inclination, we are a collective social beings.
Absolutely.
And so we rely on each other for that.
Absolutely. We are, we're talking this evening here on Strategies for Living, how to get through when times are tough. And, you know, we've all got them. We've all got tough times. That's one thing that's kind of guaranteed. And if you're not having tough times right now, hey, that's great. I'm not being pessimistic. I'm just being realistic.
Right.
Tough times come and go, and so they'll come again. We're talking about how to get through them, strategies to get through tough times this evening here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. You know, here on Strategies, we talk every day about creating a life that makes you excited to wake up and start every day. At least that's our goal here on Strategies for Living.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being here with us. We're talking this evening about something that happens with all of us. And from time to time, life gets tough, you know? We go through tough periods. So how do we cope when life gets tough? We're talking about strategies this evening that get us through.
You know, I know you've got a good list of strategies over there, but just what you just said, I think, is a strategy in itself.
Yeah?
Yeah. You said, you know, these are some strategies to help us get through.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really important point to make, that tough times aren't something that we get over or get around or get under.
In the famous words of Willie Nelson,
right.
It's not something we get over, it's something you get through.
Right.
Yeah.
There's actually a good kid song. It's about going on a bear hunt.
Yeah.
And trust me, it relates. And so as you're going on the bear hunt, it's one of those repeat back songs. And so you come to obstacles along the way. They're going on a bear hunt and they run into a river. And they say, we can't go over it. We can't go under it. We can't go around it. We've got to go through it. And each obstacle is like that. You say, you know, they run into a log and they say, well, we can't go over, around, or over it. We've got to go through it.
We've got to go through it. You know, one of the things in psychology that is talked about is projection. And this is a strategy that we can practice, positive projection. And what I mean by that is, I'm thinking about how many school years in my early school years, you know, did I sweat out? A few. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. And I think most difficult situations are like school years in a way. Most difficult situations have a pending end date.
Okay. Right.
And a possible upside. Okay.
Okay.
So, the last day of a very tough school year, right? Focusing on the future positives is an effective strategy for people who are going through a hard time.
Yes.
So we could call this positive projection.
Okay, I'm with you. I often challenge clients, you know, if they're stuck in that what if cycle, well, what if this happens? What if this happens? I said, fine, that's fine. All I ask for you to do is to balance that out. And for each quote unquote negative or scary what if, let's balance that with the other end because it's just as likely.
Right.
We're not sure what's going to happen. So what if I get hurt? Well, what if I succeed?
Yeah, there you go. Right? There you go. You know, meditation can be very, very helpful here. Some form of either general meditation, which if you're not a meditator, you can go on Google
and there's tons of apps and guided meditations.
Just meditating 5 minutes a day can be very helpful. Particularly helpful is using some form of guided meditation that is particular to your particular situation, right?
Yeah.
But positive projection really requires turning positive intention into words. So for example, if my tough time is an illness,
okay,
and I look up that the survival rate of my illness is 85%.
Yeah.
And if I follow my treatment plan, my doctor says I'm going to be in that group. You know, let's say, there aren't many job openings, but I have a great resume, and I have a track record that I've got a story that I can share that people are going to want to talk to me. I may not get hired, but my strong track record and my great resume give me something to talk about, right?
Right.
So this would be practicing positive projection. You become better at staying focused in your meditation process. You know, the detail of your process will become more specific to the accomplishments that contribute to improving your life.
There's a lot of good, really excellent, even scientific evidence for something very similar, right? I mean, a lot of athletes do this, and it's visual. Absolutely. It's visualization.
Visualization,
when
sure.
you visualize the way you want things to go, it's more likely that it will go that
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
And not only that, but you're also bringing yourself peace of mind and that those same positive feelings in the present, as well as then projecting the positive future and bringing it closer to actualization.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another thing we can do, another strategy, is letting go of the need for control. Now, you know, it might feel like the, you know, when you're hitting a difficult situation, mm-hmm. you know, the just kind of the natural human inclination is, let me step up and take charge.
Right.
And,
or how can I fix this?
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes just letting go can help really preserve our mental health.
Yes.
One way to help yourself get through hard times is basically let yourself off the hook mm-hmm. for things.
Yeah. There's no way you can't know what you don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, it's ironic, but we're our own worst critics often.
Yes.
Emotionally and psychologically. And, you know, we're harder on ourselves than anybody else is going to be on us. And mm-hmm. when we're stressed, we're even harder on ourselves. So, we need to practice acceptance. Mm-hmm. Hard times come with challenges that are not in our control. And the harder we try to control something, the harder we try to control the outcome of a difficult time, the more stress that we create within ourselves.
Right.
Yeah. Another thing we can do is practice gratitude, you know, an attitude of gratitude, yes. even in tough times.
Especially
in tough times.
Yeah.
What can we find to be thankful for?
Mm.
You know, identify.
And it doesn't have to be huge. Right?
No,
I mean,
no.
It can be the little things.
Just the identification of little things.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be a lot of little things,
yep.
but identifying the things that you're grateful for can shift your perspective and also improve your mood,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And so sometimes
it's almost instantaneously.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to focus on, you know, and this is so available to us when we the majority of the world would love to be poor in the United States of America. We are so blessed.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't want anybody, you know, I don't want any of us to be poor.
Right.
I don't want any of us to struggle. But the fact is that that's just a, you know, that's just
a
given.
We are a rich nation in that way.
But that's one way we can step back and practice gratitude. Even the poorest of us mm-hmm. are rich when we compare ourselves to what, 60-65% of the rest of the world.
Yeah.
You know,
and I mean, whatever it is that you can find, I mean, just walk outside. And the fact that the sun is setting, but it will rise again.
Yeah.
Or when the sun sets, to look up at the amazing brilliance of the sky, of the stars, and to know that you're a part of that.
Yeah.
Not only are you a part of it, but you are literally a part of it. Every cell in your body contains the same elements that are in those stars that are billions of miles
Absolutely.
Away. Right.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked about this before, Lauren. One of your and my favorite books to talk about is Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, right?
Right? Yes.
And finding meaning and purpose is a way that it's a strategy for getting us through.
And one of the beautiful things that came out of that book is that it's really not so much about finding meaning and purpose, right?
No, it's about recognizing.
Recognizing
it.
It's
yeah.
right in front of you
yeah.
and that you get to create it in every present moment.
Yeah.
And that's why all of these build upon each other. You know, if you practice being present in the moment and grateful for what it is in the present moment,
absolutely,
then you can begin to see that your life has purpose and meaning just in being here.
We can, you know, knowing when to let go is helpful, but so is working on gaining a sense of purpose, a sense of meaning, because that sense of meaning and forward momentum helps keep us energized and hopeful. But the trick is to identify the positive amid the crisis, amid the negative, right?
Right.
And the negative that you're in may be completely out of your hands. For instance, let's just say you've lost your job.
Right.
You know, and so, but can you find little things to be grateful for within that?
And beyond,
maybe I have more time now to help the kids with their homework.
Right. So that beyond that, that's starting to scratch the idea that, okay, life may not be just happening to you as a victim of life, right?
Right.
That perhaps life unfolds around you. And I don't know, in this moment, it feels pretty dadgum bad.
Yeah.
But there's some hidden lesson in here for me. What is that?
Yeah, even if the meaning and the purpose aren't immediately obvious.
No. I mean, how many times have we done that in our lives, been able to look back on the hardest, on the most difficult struggles of life and saying, wow, I'm really glad that I endured that. It was terrible.
Yep.
In the moment.
But I got through it.
But I got through it. Yeah. And look where I've come.
I got through it. We got through it. I know we've already said this program, but we quoted Benjamin Franklin. Those things that don't kill us make us stronger, right?
Right.
And I mean, you know, one of the things that I think we're doing in this life that we're here for is we're here to, it's a big school.
Right.
We're here to learn.
We're here to grow and to become.
And the harder the lessons, the more potential for our growth.
Right.
You know, sometimes we may say, God, stop. Talking about how to get through tough times today. We've all got them. And whether we've got them right now, you know, we'll have them. We'll have them again. That's just part of life. We're talking about the strategies to get through them and to cope with them here on Strategies for Living. More to come. Stay with us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And we're talking about strategies for getting through tough times. We've all got them. So, you know, how do you get through hard times? How do you get through tough times? Talking about that this evening here on Strategies for Living. You know, one thing that can help? Rituals.
Oh.
We are people.
We're people.
And we probably have, all of us probably have more rituals than we are aware of.
Right? Yes.
But rituals can be an anchor. They can be an anchor for us.
This is a beautiful strategy, too, because you don't have to be going through tough times. And actually, I would encourage you, if you're not currently going through tough times, to go ahead and establish healthy rituals.
Yeah, so what are some things that we're talking about? Well, a regular mindfulness practice, mm-hmm. of something you do. You journal every morning.
I do. I meditate and I journal.
Yeah, every single morning. Yeah. And that's a ritual for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you work out. Maybe committing to a morning or an afternoon workout every day.
Another ritual I've adopted recently is going on an afternoon or evening walk.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah. Maybe scheduling coffee with a friend every week, you know, that becomes a ritual. If it's a day of sunlight, making sure that you're outside getting, let's say, a quarter hour of fresh air and sunlight every day.
Go work in the garden if you have one. Go sit in the garden.
Absolutely. Couples need to proactively work in healthy rituals into their relationship. Date nights, you know, getting away without the kids. Time that we're talking, but we're not talking about work.
Right.
We're talking about, hey, how are you doing? You know, what's going on inside of you? Maybe eating dinner together, you know? And when one of us picks up the cell phone,
gently reminding them that you appreciate their presence at the table.
Appreciate you being here.
No, I mean, you know, in addition to creating these healthy rituals, I think it's always worth taking a check, doing kind of a self-check of what rituals do I have right now and how are they serving me?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we all have rituals and they're habits. Whatever it is that you habitually do, become a ritual of sorts.
You know, when we are worried, when we're going through tough times, this one might seem harder than some of the others that we've talked about, but taking care of yourself physically.
Ooh.
So prioritize your sleep. You know, make sure that you're getting enough sleep and physical activity. Both of those things, sleep and physical activity.
And feeding your body well.
And feeding your body well. All of those things influence your mental well-being.
Right. I mean, because your physical vessel is that which you experience all the other things through. And so it's so, so, so important that you take very good care of the vessel that's teleporting you through all of these experiences, good, bad, ugly, whatever you want to call them.
Right. Finding a healthy outlet. You know, sometimes when things are tough, finding a healthy outlet to express yourself can make coping easier. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, again, I'll use journaling as an example of this. Or,
Music playing, if you play an instrument, or listening to music.
Absolutely.
If you don't play an instrument.
Absolutely. And
exercising can be a healthy outlet.
And, you know, sometimes, if people say, well, I've never journaled before. Well, you know, if you're going through something.
Oh, there's no better time to start.
Start and write down, you know, write down questions that you might have one at a time. Right.
Well, and if you can't even get there, one of the easiest ways to start is a stream of consciousness exercise.
Okay.
Where you sit with the page and a pen, and for you can start slow, so 2 minutes. Okay. Write whatever it is that comes to your mind, and just let it flow out of you, because that is serves so many purposes. First, it's allowance, right? Allowing whatever it is to flow through. You're also moving it physically with your hand. Then you also get awareness. It looks you back in the face and you say, wow, I really had a lot in my head. And quite often, once you get it out, you will feel much better because it's been at least translated out to some degree.
You know, another thing I think we can do during tough times is put limits. So limit the negative. Okay, so tough times means that there's negative on board that you got to deal with, right? So limit negative input. Maybe consider reducing your time with the news every day or your time on social media every day that might, without you knowing, add to your stress.
Oh, it will.
So instead, you know, choose to focus on content that uplifts you. Maybe it's time to take a trip to the library or to the bookstore and find a good book that you can dive into, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Tapping into your own coping tools, being able to identify, well, you know, if I've lived long enough, I've already gone through past situations that are tough. What has worked? What, you know, ask yourself, what worked for me in the past? Maybe it was meeting friends for dinner. Well, if that's the case, do that now.
What let's
maybe it's volunteering. Do that now.
Put an addendum here. What worked and was healthy as well? What was healthy and worked, right?
Yeah. That's why I'm saying, you know, dinner with a friend, volunteering maybe at the animal shelter.
Yeah.
All
the things that we've mentioned come to mind, you know, going for a walk.
Focusing on your physical health. Yeah. Get to the gym.
Listening to music.
Yeah. There you go.
Playing music. Engaging in a hobby. If there's a hobby that you've put on the back burner and maybe you want to reignite it for some time.
Yeah. Yeah. You might consider therapy, you know, or coaching. A mental health professional or a coach can help you sort out your feelings and develop coping strategies for yourself. And it can be a safe place, right?
Should be, yes.
It can establish a safe place where you feel supported while you're working, you know, on a plan of action to get through the hard times. So, you know, not trying to sell therapy or coaching here, but it's always an option, because, you know, no better time than right now. You know, hey, I've been wanting to do that anyway, so no better time than now. We all go through tough times. Talking about strategies that can help us get through those tough times, talking about that right now here on Strategies for Living. And we'll be back. More to come.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about getting through hard times, getting through tough times. You know, it's just part of it. I mean, it's part of the human experience. Yeah.
What would life be without growth areas?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, a lot of times we say, hey, I don't need this many of them. But even if we feel, if they feel challenging, and they probably will, you know, we got to remind ourselves nothing in life is permanent.
How much we've come through already.
Yep.
And every time on the other side, it is something much better. Something much greater is waiting for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're going through a hard time, you know, consider changing your perspective to focus on what aspects of the situation you can control better. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes that begins with perspective. Reach out to loved ones, reach out for support. You know, tap into community. We are people, you know, we are people who need people,
yes, right?
Right. Add healthy rituals to the ritual of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Let yourself feel, let yourself feel the emotions. And if you need to, seek out professional help.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of help available. And, you know, whether it's counseling, whether it's coaching, there's a lot of help available out there that we can tap in during difficult times.
Absolutely.
And it's a given. We know we're going to have them. Not being pessimistic, just being realistic, just part of life. Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in and joining us here on Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Learning RX and Pintail Roofing and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Laura and Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.